Our gospel lesson this morning is from the book of John. It's chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. If you want to pick a pew Bible and read along with me, that would be great, because I want us to listen to what God is speaking to each one of us through these verses this morning. So, John 12, verses 20 through 33. It's in two parts. The first part is that some Greeks wish to see Jesus. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." The second part is about Jesus speaks about his death. "Now my soul is troubled. What should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason I have come to this hour." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you would go with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that I decrease and that you increase and that your words reach into our hearts. Amen. This passage is so full that I got to admit that in gathering my thoughts, I read it several times. It just had so much in it, and I was like praying, "Lord, what do you want me to get out of this passage?" Because after all, it's the fourth Sunday of Lent. And next Sunday, as Jay said, we get to celebrate Palm Sunday, and we'll be bringing palms in and be like the crowds. We're so happy that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem. But today, we get this passage, and it is all about Lent. It's about the messages that we have been hearing since Ash Wednesday. So let's dig in, and let's find ourselves. So the passage starts with two Greeks coming to Philip and saying, "We wish to see Jesus." I'm thinking that Philip was probably like, yes. They were probably Gentiles. And he was excited. He was going to take two people to see Jesus. So he went to Andrew and he told Andrew. And so they both go to find Jesus. They were so excited that two Greeks wanted to see him. You know, and I'm pretty sure that they wanted an attaboy or a good job when they got there. But instead, what did they get? Jesus says, "His hour has come. It is the hour for the Son of Man to glorify his Father." And then he goes on to talk about a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, that unless it falls into the dirt, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And then he tells them that those who love their life will lose it, and those that hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Why would Jesus be telling them these things right now? Telling them that his hour has come. And in order to bear fruit, you've got to die. Because we know Jesus has been talking about bearing fruit all through the Gospels. And now we hear him say we need to hate our life. Well, if I was Andrew and Philip, I'd probably be thinking like, well, okay, but these folks want to meet you. You know? And so Philip and Andrew are like, well, what are we going to tell them? What are we going to tell them? Several years ago, I had the opportunity to have a conversation with someone that had just lost their spouse had actually died. And they were in just so much grief and hurt and dying and living. And then Jesus tells us we have to die in order to live. So we talked through it. We both learned a lot from that conversation. But we learned that, you know, really what Jesus is telling us is not about life and death, but dying to those things in this world that keep us from loving, or in some cases even liking, our neighbors or our friends. It was about keeping our love of that need, want conundrum that I'm so often faced with. That about, you know, every shiny thing that comes along, or what your friends have, or what your neighbors have, you know. It's about keeping that in its proper place. In other words, it's about how we live our life. Are we being a blessing to those around us, or are we being a hindrance to them? If you were here with us on Ash Wednesday, we have this wonderful, beautiful tradition of writing down on a card what we need to give up or change in our life that is keeping us from loving our neighbors as ourselves, or what we need to prioritize in our life that keeps us always on the edge of thinking and worrying about what life is. You know, those what ifs that always come along, because really, what if rarely, if ever, is something we need to spend time on, because they can become a long and tiring thing if we let them. And do we need to kind of ease up on ourselves a bit and not be so critical of ourselves? Well, as we left that night, we had a chance to light that card with a candle and put it in the urn and let it go. Let it burn up. Give it a chance to die. If you weren't here, Jay has shared throughout Lent how we could all write it down. It didn't have to be that night. It could be any time during this time period of the things that we needed to let go of during Lent so that we can be closer to Christ's life. For example, on the third Sunday of Lent, Jay asked us, who do you want to be? And then he went on to ask us, what am I willing to give up to be that person? He asked if we were afraid of it, but we longed for it. And putting this totally in my words, what part of us are we willing to let die so that we can be more like Christ in this world? In the second part of our passage, Jesus asked, should he say, Father, save me from this hour? And then he answers his own question with no. It is for this reason I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And then they hear this loud voice coming from heaven. The crowds thought that they had heard it. When they heard it, they thought, well, maybe that was thunder. Or maybe it was an angel speaking to him. There's three times in the gospel that we hear the voice of God speaking. The first one is when Jesus is baptized by John the Baptist. The second is at the Transfiguration. And then now, we hear his voice. How often have we wanted to hear God's voice actually coming out of nowhere or coming out of the sky and telling us exactly what to do, how to handle that situation. Hear it loud and clear. And we want to be certain that it was God speaking to us. Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever wanted that? Well, these people actually heard his voice. And they thought thunder, an angel, but nobody really thought it was God. Do we hear God's voice? Do we listen for God's voice? Or do we hear the other voices? Do we even think it's thunder? Or do we just think it's random? Well, he does speak to us. He speaks to us through his word, and he also speaks to us through his work. Maybe you lead a Sunday school class. Maybe you helped spread the mulch out front yesterday. Maybe you helped with tutoring on Wednesday afternoons. Maybe you come and participate or help with the meal on Monday nights when it's family mission night or with Great Minds. Maybe you help with Vacation Bible School. Or you're part of our bread ministry that we give to our visitors. Maybe it's when you're setting up a home for refugees. Or you're helping build a Habitat house. Maybe it's when you help us package all those 15,000 meals through Rise Through Hunger that you can register for. Maybe it's when you're singing, ringing the bells, lighting the candles. It is through this work that we hear God's voice speaking to us. Last week, Jay shared about procrastination, and he stepped all over my toes with that. Thank you, Jack. Why do we put off things? Well, we can do it later, or somebody else is going to do it, or it doesn't really need doing, does it? Sometimes. But we don't need to put off serving, being the hands and feet of Jesus. The time is now. The need is now. The need is for us, and the need is for others. You know, at Pleasant Grove, we say that we exist to be the body of Christ. So if we've not burned that card, that little piece that's in our heart, let's not put it off. We have two more weeks in Lent. The time is here and now to be the body of Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.